You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Monday's edition of the podcast. It's the start of a brand new week of Irish racing, and we begin with Galway, the first day of their two-day fixture at the start of this week. Seven race car for you to enjoy today on the level. Sam Norris here in the studio, and joining me on the line, as ever, to cast his eye over the betting is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
What do you make of the Galway card today?
I quite like it, actually. A lot of horses ran well at the Galway Festival itself, so I'm pinning my hopes that quite a few of those returning to Ballybrit might repeat the dose. Quite a few running between. Some not so, and they come here fresh off victories or good runs in certain races. So I've got one or two chalked off today. And I've also got races where I've got a couple on my mind. So I'd probably put up a main selection and then maybe the danger or an each way alternative.
Okay. Just how important is the course form of Galway? Is it one of those tracks where the form tends to translate?
Well, it's so unique in its character, isn't it? And its shape and makeup. It's a tight-ish course. Ran about a mile and a half round. And they run downhill down the back straight, particularly coming down from four out into the dip. You know, they hurtle into that bottom bend. And then they're basically on the incline from sort of two out. So you need a horse that's got plenty of balance, stamina, and the ability to handle this track and to have gone well here before has got to be a major advantage. So it goes without saying, a lot of those horses are very much on my mind today, but also they're all prominent in the betting as well, so I think the bookmakers are fully aware of that also.
Right, let's get stuck in some of the markets then. We begin at Galway today with a 4:35 race. This one is a maiden over a mile, where Cole Porter heads affairs at 7-4 here. It's 3-1 about Alaskan Sun, 7-2 for Al Mahalal. Eberdine is 5-1, 9-1 for Successor, and it's 20s at bar those. Aidan O'Brien swept up here in recent times. He's won the last four renewals of this race. Sends a couple in here, including the favourite. What do you make of them?
Yeah, I thought he ran quite nicely on debut, Cole Porter. He wasn't massively strongly fancied. He was centre favourite. A lot of Aidan O'Brien's horses are in maidens anyway, kind of like a rule of thumb. But he was relatively easy back, and I think he probably ran as well as connections probably would have expected first time. I don't think they were, like I say, overly hyping him up. And he finished fourth in a fair maiden. The time of the race is fairly steady to suggest that they'd gone just an okay gallop. And considering they finished in a bit of a heat, that backed up that view. I don't think there was any superstars in the race. Aidan O'Brien also had a nice horse in that contest called Beacon Rock, who went back to the Curragh next time out and put his experience to good use in winning, albeit in workmanlike fashion, the next day. And this horse looks a little bit of a work in progress as well. I think he'll definitely get better as time goes on. He's certainly bred to get further than this mile in future. I think he's going to be a mile and a half horse next season. But this stiffer track, he's likely to play into his strength, so I certainly wouldn't put you off him. He's handily enough drawn right in the middle as well. But I quite like the chances, particularly at the prices of Alaskan Sun. The upside with him is always his first run came here at Galway. It was at the festival itself. And he finished second behind one of Aidan O'Brien's horses. It was well touted on the day and already had the benefit of a previous run called Land of Hope and Glory. But it was his work and his eye-catching work in that latter stage of the race that have drawn me to him today. Under a fairly uneventful ride from Billy Lee, he made ground hand over fist in the latter stages, and you were left with the impression with him, I think if he would have been a little bit more aggressively ridden, he may have won that day. But that lesson that he learnt on that occasion, sure to stand him in good stead. And being as he's a slightly more tempting price, let's say, than the favourite, I'll go with Alaskan Sun on this occasion.
Alaskan Sun then getting the vote in the 4:35. A little bit of money for that one this morning, just clipped in half a point from 7-2 to 3-1. with us here at William Hill. The second race on the card tonight then comes up at 5:05. This one is a mile handicap where Credit the Giver heads affairs at 5-1. 13-2 for So Sensible, Johan Beach and High Focus. 9-1 for Avalanche. Bigger prices for the rest of them. How do you sort these out, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, at least this race offers up plenty of horses who've run here in the past, and it's those that I'm going to concentrate on here. Surprised to see Credit the Giver favourite here, because he's already been well beaten on his only visit here to Ballybrit, and that came in that race that was won by Bribe the Banter. Plus the fact that he's not particularly well drawn, it's hard to see why that horse still a maiden after five starts is so short in the betting and being well backed as well. So I'm going to bypass him and go with Bribe the Banter here as my number one choice. When he won here at Ballybrit, he did the almost impossible, and that was win from stall, 16 of 18. That was a Herculean effort by Dennis Hogan's charge. And no great surprise to see him sent off 16-1 to do so. But he beat Plowboy, who went into that race off the back of a couple of wins and has won since. Horses further down the line have also boosted that form, such as Northern Surprise et al. And the time of the race suggested it was a really good performance as well. So basically, he ticks quite a few boxes there. That was over a mile. Unfortunately, next time, Connections decided to run him quickly back at Ballybrit. He ran over 7 furlongs and it rather played against him because he never really got into the race. But he was doing some good work late on behind Chilly Billy. Seemed to suggest that stepping back up in triple suit. They run him at Tipperary the other day, and again he was involved in a very strongly run race. But unfortunately, on that flatter terrain, flatter track, he was too far back. And even though he made belated late headway to run on into 6, the damage was done and he was never likely to catch the front runners given the way the race panned out. But he goes back to Galway, the scene of his second career victory and his latest career victory. He's got a good draw today, so hopefully he can run really well. At 10-1, I do think he's a fantastic each way bet. Also pay a decent amount of respect to Sister Slew, who finished ahead of my selection on the 1st of August here at Galway, when standing very strongly behind the aforementioned Chilly Billy. She also ran well the other day down in the Curragh, certainly suggesting to me that she's wanting further than the 7 furlongs she's been encountering of late. Reasonable draw for Joan Nolan's mare, Sister Slew. And again, at 10-1, you could probably do worse and chuck a few quid each way on her. But the number one choice in the race is definitely Bride the Bouncer.
Bride the Bouncer then for Andy in that 5:05 contest. We'll move ahead then to the third race on the card tonight. This one comes up at 5:35 and is a 7 furlong maiden for the fillies, where Simanka heads affairs at 2-1. 5-2 for Bob Balin. Racer is 9-2. 8-1 for Verbosity. And it's double-figure prices for the rest of them. We'll start with the favourite here, Simanka. Comes here off 2 seconds on her most recent outings. Tries the blinkers for the first time today. Do you expect that to have sharpened her up, Andy?
I think the blinkers probably will work to a certain degree. But whether they'll be good enough to offset what is an absolute tragic draw for Simanka in trap 12 of 12 is very much open to question. You're just going to have to burn up so much petrol from that outside gate to get competitive. I think she'll do really well to justify 2-1 favouritism here. I can certainly see why there's money for Bob Orlin. This horse is a winner of a nursery down in Garran Park. Unfortunately, in doing so, she drifted off a true line, interfered with the second dancing on air, and as the rules stand in Ireland, they're a little bit more harsher than they are over this side of the Irish Sea. Unfortunately, she got chucked out. She got a good chance of gaining compensation here. But funny enough, I quite like the horse that is owned by Bob Orlin as well. She got 2 in the race here, Mrs. Bulger. And she's got a filly called Verbosity here, which certainly catches my eye on several counts. First of all, she's run well here at Galway, which is a massive feather in her cap. She did so as well from stall 11. That was back at the festival behind Whiskey Sour. The time figure that race suggested it was a good piece of form, and there's been a winner and 1 or 2 placed horses out of it since. But she's got the huge advantages today of being drawn in stall 1. So it's totally turned on her head. If she can run well from stall 11 in a good maiden, then I think she should be going equally well here in what I consider to be, I wouldn't say a weaker race, but certainly it's no stronger. And I'm amazed she's the price she is this morning. You can get 10-1 as big as. William Hill go 8. And I do think it will be very, very difficult to get this horse out of the frame with its track form, ability to handle the ground, and, like I say, that good draw all in play. So Verbosity, very strong each way's recommendation there in that 5:35.
Then Andy going for Verbosity in that contest. The next race on the card comes up at 6:05. This one is a 7 furlong handicap. We've got joint favourites at the time recording. Dawn Mirage and Ibergman are both 3-1. It's 11-2 about Free Radical. Ooh La La is 7-1. 15-2 for Best Not Argue. Splash Top is an 8th chance. 9-1 Tap Focus. And the outsider of the 8 is Baby Dennis at 10-1. This front pair in the market, Andy, both in good heart, both in winning form, and look fairly well treated.
Yeah, I think the two horses with upside are heading the market here quite rightly as well, in my opinion. Dawn Mirage and Ike Bergman. Dawn Mirage won a modest enough race the other day down in Garin in the first time visors. That was nicely back to do so. And would have every chance here, but I don't think it'll be too easy carrying top weight at dropping back in trip up against a horse in the shape of Ike Bergman, who's got experience here in the hurly-burly white-hot heat of a competitive maiden here at Galway, because it was a very strongly run one that she managed to get ahead in front in. She beat B Cosmos and Unyielding. It was the race when Unyielding and Valak, punters will remember, took each other on, and they went hell for leather in the early stages and rather set it up for Sheila Laverish. Charge, of course, was having their second winner of the week at the Galway Festival. It was a fantastic week for Sheila. And interestingly, that she saved this horse specifically for this race thereafter. I think she's got a fair mark here, actually, of 76. Certainly not been overly punished by the handicapper on the evidence of that. And with her track experience, decent draw, and of course, with the main man, Pat Smullen, on, it's hard to see her not running well here. And I think 3-1 is a nice price. I'd also have a favourable mention for the horse that finished fourth in that race as well. Certainly wasn't expected to run as well as it did. It was sent off a 25-1 shot. Horse called Best Not Argue. But considering she was having her third run for a handicap mark, you'd anticipate her improving quite significantly off the back of that run. And she didn't get the clearest of runs either in that race. Don't think she was really at it, but she didn't have come home very strong off the home turn. So the ability's definitely there. She showed it in the previous race behind Argamin Lass, Boa Boy, and Yielding as well. So off a mark of 67, I also feel as though John Murphy's filly is going to play a significant role in this race as well. So I'm going to go out of that form. I'm going to pick the two horses that ran really well in it. Obviously, the winner, Bergman, but you'd be absolutely crazy not to chuck a few quid at Best Not Argue as well.
OK, a couple to think about then for Andy in that 6.05. We'll move on then to the feature race on the card today from Galway, the 6.35. This one is a fillies listed event over a mile and a half. Almela heads affairs here at 11-10. It's 11-2 about Dark Crusader and Stellar Glow. Zukova is a sixes chance. 10-1 for Ballybacker Queen. 12s bar those horses. Almela here, the favourite, only had the one start today, but absolutely dotted up in her maiden here, winning by 19 lengths at the festival. Anna Dam's won this race as well. Are you prepared to take a chance on her or go with something we know a little bit more about?
Well, bookmakers have taken no chances here with this filly, Almela. She was very well touted up first time. Actually, was expected to win, obviously 3-1 on. She was sent off a ridiculously short price, but justified it by winning by 19 lengths. She didn't beat a great deal. I mean, Nicaragua the second is okay, but certainly no superstar. So this is a bit of a baptism of fire, really. And you've had to take a short price and a heavy premium to find out whether she is up to this standard. She might well be, but 11-10, I'm just prepared to leave her alone at that price, albeit certainly not shocked if she won it. Because I'm going to go with Dark Crusader here each way against her. I think she's a really good, solid alternative to the favourite. First of all, she's drawn in stall one. So that allows Fran Berry to go around on the inside, saving as much ground as possible. The second major pointer in her favour is she's 2-for-2 here at Galway. She did really well to beat a horse of Dermot Wells called Good Tradition at the Galway Festival. And obviously Chapter 7, who's third, has won since. And also, she ran really well in the Gulcher Stakes at York on her most latest start, hence backing up that performance. She was trying to give weight away, weight for age as well, against two very improving three-year-olds in the shape of Martlet and Core, which in the end proved a bit of an impossibility. But here back in this kind of company, I do think she's likely to go very, very well here. So at 6-1 this morning with most firms, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better bet each way than that in a race like this. So Dark Crusader, solid alternative to the favourite there in the big race of the night.
Dark Crusader then in that fillies listed event coming up at 6.35. The penultimate race on tonight's card comes up at 7:05. This one is a mile and a half apprentice handicap. We've got joint favourites at the time of recording. Glen Sheik and One Cool Poet are both 7-2. It's 8-1 for Riddistan. Brocopondo is 8-1 and 10-1 or bigger prices for the rest of them. We'll start with Glen Sheik. She has improved with every run this year. Lost her maiden tag last time out at Killarney. And is probably one of the few that looks unexposed, Andy.
Yeah, I quite like Glen Sheik. I tipped her that day when she won in Killarney. No great surprise to see her win. But she's definitely going the right way. A form figure suggests that as well. I mean, she's gone 4-3-2-1. And she's recorded a couple of good times. She's been up against some decent maidens. She finished second to Torcedor the time before, who, you know, I've talked about quite extensively on the podcast one or two times. Just the fact that she's got an awkward draw to overcome here, which is slightly off-putting, I suppose. But if she gets into a good position early, that's down to Gary Halpin's expertise, of course, then I can see her running very well. She looks a very solid each-way proposition, ran about 4-5-1 this morning. Certainly give favourable mention to One Cool Poet. You're going to have to, really. A horse that's finished second here in a very competitive handicap and against the older horses is certainly worthy of a mention. But to be fair, this horse has got an even worse draw in stall 17. That definitely won't be easy. Right out on the wing. I know it's a mile and a half race, but I've tipped a few horses that have been drawn out in the car park here at Galway. And if you don't get in, if you don't get a good position early on, your chance is over because they tend to run away from you here. So I'm perhaps looking for a slightly better alternative than those two at the price. I want to go with Brocopondo here, take a bit of a punt. This horse has had a fairly decent and productive season. Okay, it's got beaten fairly readily on its last two runs, but I think that race that this horse is involved in on Saturday at Navan, I've done the speed figures already, but a race won by Snapclick, I think is a very good one. I really fancied a horse called To Choose in that race, and he never really got in the race, but he ran well from an unfavourable track position, and so did this horse. He came on quite nicely, and he's got a much better draw than the front two in the market. So I think the win will come from one of these three I mentioned. I certainly wouldn't put you off Glen Sheik, because I think she's the most progressive of the three-year-olds, but Brocopondo with a better draw, and you could back this horse at 8-1 this morning. I'd be fairly confident to think that he, if he repeated that form, would be good enough to be in the frame.
Fair enough then. Brocopondo in that 7.05 for Andy. The final race tonight from Galway comes at 7.35. This one is a mile and a half. Maiden Dior is the 15-8 favourite here. 9-4 for Alvina. Spin point in the Godolphin Blue is 7-2. It's 10-1 bar those front three. Alvina started the morning as favourite, but it's this Dior they've been coming for, Andy. 3-1 into 15-8 early this morning. What do you fancy?
Yeah, well, they've saved the best of last for me here. Well, I have, I hope. I agree with the market move, the market shift. All the money that, is for Dior, and I'm certainly in agreement with that market move. I mean, this horse ran an unbelievably good race last time out here in a very competitive handicap, one of the strongest handicaps of the week. It was a premier handicap, and it went the way, of course, of Clondor Warrior, who, as we all know, is a very classy and talented horse trained by Willie Mullins. He's been a really good servant over hurdles and on the flat of late, and he took that race ahead of Golden Spear, and He's Our Man. I thought He's Our Man should have won next time out when I tipped it down in Killarney. We got a horrific ride, and Dior, just unbelievably, finished fourth from where it was. It was just an incredible effort. It was still last with 3 furlongs to run. It had to circumnavigate the whole field, slingshotted a lot of them, and then finished off very, very strongly down the outside, finishing 2-1. And you think, well, this horse surely would win a handicap off a mark of 75 based on that, but it is quite difficult, and those handicaps are very competitive over in Ireland. So I think, actually, this is not a bad move by John Kiley, very shrewd operator, John. And he's found a really weakish maiden in which Dior to perhaps finally get off the mark. Obviously, Alvina has got to be respected from the well camp, but doesn't look anything overly special. Spin point has been fairly easy to back this morning. And to be fair, quite a few of the other horses in this race wouldn't have the same kind of qualities of what I've seen Dior have. So round about 2-1 this morning. Dior gets the nap vote in the final race tonight at Galway.
Strong selection then for Dior in that final race at Galway tonight for Andy. Just spin us through, please, one more time, if you don't mind, Andy, your selections for Monday's action at Galway.
Yeah, there's a theme running through the card tonight at Galway. As ever, I'm trying to highlight horses that run well here before around this unique venue. Alaskan Sun, he fits the bill. He's been gelded first time since his eye-catching run here on his debut. I'm hoping he'll go well despite a tricky draw. 2 against the field in the 5.05 are Bride the Bouncer, who ran well here at the festival, along with Sister Slew, who also showed up prominently in one of these handicaps at Ballybrit. In the 5.35, we're really keen on the bottom one here, Verbosity. Ran well from a terrible draw here at the festival. Much better drawn today. Surely that should be good enough to finish in the frame and a nice price. The two out of that good maiden here at the festival, Ike Bergman and Best Not Argue, are my two against the field in the 6.05. I'm going to go against Amelia just on account of the prices in the big race and go with Dark Crusader each way, who's 2 for 2 at the track. I'd probably just slightly favour Brocopondo, who ran well in a strongly run race at Navan on Saturday in the Apprentice Handicap. And the final race, best bet on the card, is John Kiely's Dior, who ran well here beyond Clondor Warrior 38 days ago.
There we are. You've been listening to the thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of tonight's action at Galway, and you'll hear every race live, of course, on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. We've got Windsor, Perth and Brighton in the afternoon, and then that Twilight card over the Irish Sea at Galway. We'll take in full race commentaries and results with Dave Kelmer, Lord John Budden and Dave Massey, the team in the studio. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy. Best of luck with selections tonight, and we'll speak again tomorrow.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.